And welcome into the Jaguars.com postgame report on Everbank Field after a tough 27-7 loss. And I don't know if tough really begins to describe this one, Jeff.
No, I think it's beyond tough. You know, I think it's very disappointing. It's your home opener. Offensively, you really got dominated. And I think defensively, it was embarrassing at the end. And when you have a four-minute drill that the Texans are able to eat up a lot of clock and push you around a little bit at the end of the game, I know, having played the game as a defender, there's nothing that you want to have happen at the end of the game that resembled that.
Well, I always said, as a guy in the locker room, it's a very discouraged bunch. Mike Mularkey talked a lot at the beginning of his press conference and at the end about the mental mistakes early. I think he was surprised that they made so many mental mistakes early, and they didn't come out playing bad early. He put that on himself. It's got to get fixed, and certainly the tackling's got to get better, and that remains an issue.
This was the lowest production of an offense in Jags history for a single game, the lowest yardage. Blaine Gabbert had a tough day, just couldn't find any time, could he?
Well, I mean, first you got to give credit to the Texans' defense. J.J. Watt is simply a fantastic player. They have outstanding corner play. I think they're much improved in the back end of the Houston Texans, and obviously up front still have good players on the outside in Brooks Reed and Connor Barwin. But J.J. Watt is a difference maker for that football team. But you got to have more production. But it's hard when you have an offensive line that has one guy that was just signed a couple days ago and then a replacement right tackle, and the replacement right tackle has to play against J.J. Watt, that outstanding player for the Texans.
Yeah, this was a perfect storm in a lot of ways. I was concerned about this matchup because the Houston Texans defensive line was so good. This is obviously a beat-up Jaguars offensive line. But when you talk to players about that in the locker room just now, they're not buying that. It's about execution. Uche Nwaneri talked a lot about, look, it doesn't matter who's out there. You have to play better than that. And they're disappointed, and they should be.
Okay, next for this team, Indianapolis. Another division game, this time on the road, Jeff.
Well, and they've got a young quarterback, obviously, in Andrew Luck, and that's a team that I kind of pinpointed that you got to have success against. I really thought they would against Minnesota, and they did, with the exception of a defensive letdown there at the end of the ball game. But they have to have a win somewhere early and to justify what you're doing. You know, it validates with all the hard work that you're putting in week in and week out. And a young team that's building, you want to get that validation early on in the season. This week against Indianapolis would be big.
Yeah, teams under first-year coaches often go through something like that, you know, like what just happened. And fans are going to be very upset, as they should be, the 20-point loss. At some point, you snap out of it. Next week at Indy looks like a good time to do that.
Okay, the final score from Everbank today, 27-7, the Houston Texans over the Jacksonville Jaguars.